The village looked rich, and the Brahmana thought, this is an ideal place. I think they can take care of someone who teaches the scriptures. With great enthusiasm, he walked into the village by the main road. He felt like finally having found his particular place. How much was he shocked when he saw right at the entrance something which looked like a graveyard. On different marble stones he found inscriptions saying like, here is the grave of Gopal, he lived 2.5 years.
На различитим каменим споменицима прочитан надпис е кој што речеме овде е погребан Гопал кој живеел 2.5 години.
Индрани 1.9 years.
Индрани 1.5 години.
Лалита 1.91 years.
Лалита 1.9 години.
Говинда 1.5 years.
Говинда 1.5 години.
Then there was also a Yugoslavian name, sorry, Croatian name, Zasha, 2 years. He was so shocked, what's going on? Is a plague here in this village? In the evening he came to where the temple was and people asked him, can you give a lecture please? And he said, all right, and gave a lecture, and he saw how everyone brought a notebook with him. And at the end of the lecture, they made a note in the notebook. Then after the lecture, they came and congratulated him and said, you have spoken so inspiring. Can you please give also the morning lecture tomorrow? We wish to hear from you. He said, all right, but then I will have to go. The Brahmana was afraid that maybe he would die because everyone died so early here. After spending a beautiful night like in Janaka's apartment, he wanted to give the lecture and then split. But the people requested him, can you please stay one more day and give the evening lecture as well? He said, oh, that no. But then he made a plan that after the evening lecture, in the midst of the night, he would sneak out. So this is what he did. But he was not secretive enough. Not secretive. He couldn't hide it. So one man found him and said, "You're leaving us in the middle of the night." Yes, I have to go. Why? Security reasons. What? Well, I don't want to die. See, you have some trauma? Oh, why? No. I have seen this, 2.5 years, 1 year and 9 months. You seem to have a very, very low life expectancy here. Oh, said the man, I can pacify you. Look at me, I am still, I'm 45. And my father is still there, he has all his teeth. This is a very good village for living. In fact, you should stay with us. Yeah, but what is with these kaminas? The years which you find on the stones are indicating the time spent in lectures or kirtans.
Brojke koje nalaziš na kamenju zapravo označavaju vrijeme koje je određena osoba provela na lekcijama ili u kirtanima.
When someone lived for 2.5 years in a lecture or a kirtan, that means he became 82 or 85 or...
Kad bi neko imao 2.5 godine kirtana i lekcija, to znači da bi doživio oko 85 godina.
Our calculation is different. For us, what is important is our priorities in spiritual life. This is how we measure our lives. What do you think of this village? It's a good village, isn't it? Our Brahmin, of course, stayed there for the rest of the life. Yes. So this is an example of setting priorities. Yes, we may have said a normal person spends what is it 24 years of a lifetime in bed. He's 6 years on the toilet. Yes, he loses 42,000 liters of urine. And he has to cut away 25 meters of nails in one life, if he is becoming 82. I could tell you for half an hour what is happening materially in your life. But is this life? This is only the functions of the body. And we need to keep them afloat. You lose 9 meters of nose hair in one life. And 19 kg of dandruff. 19. Yes. And skin. But this is material life. It is not the real life. 950 kilometers of hair.
950 kilometers of
hair. It is not soul life. Why don't we invest more in our spiritual life? To eat so that we can produce these amounts of hair and tons of things which have to be taken care of by the colonization. And to work for that, is that life? To calm our hair, 950 kilometers of it. Is that life? There is something which we have to do. This is to keep up our existence in this world. But the intelligent person will see how much time I can get out of doing spiritual life, eternal life. Što mislite? All right, so I think I have spoken enough. My purpose in speaking so strongly in Osijek is an open secret. This is an area of the world which has seen an ocean of tears. Yes, it is an area of the world where so much sadness is in the air. We should not become influenced by that. We should take the spiritual life with a happy heart and help others. Yes. Here in this beautiful temple, which is so expertly managed by Veerachandra and Madhavi, there is a nice congregation, all of you. Yes, and you should see how you can help in this project, spiritual project in Osijek. I can remember. I remember Osijek when there was still no difficult granitas. I think we came two times with the Nityananda Grupa, and I'm sorry, made two very well visited concerts. And also yesterday's program, I thought, was very well visited according to the present situation. Osijek is a nice place for spreading Krishna consciousness. But you will only be able to do this if you yourself begin to work on a very important project. That is giving priority to Krishna. I think many of you have understood the general points of our philosophy. Now it's important that you dive into the ocean of ecstasy so that you get some spiritual ukost. This will only happen if you give priority, if you put the first things first, the big rocks first. Yes, these are very strong subjects, and I think our machines are slowly having burnout syndromes. So I wish to end here, but I want to see if you have any relevant questions regarding this or any other subjects which are moving around in your thoughts.
Ja bih s time ovdje završio, ali želim vidjeti da li vi imate neka pitanja koja se tiču teme koju smo danas diskutirali ili bilo čega što vam je na umu.
Mene zanima da li je bolje da...
Is it better to chant whatever quotes or rounds you have, despite of the fact that you are not chanting with taste and then you're doing it mechanically? Or is it maybe better idea to chant whatever rounds you can chant with a full concentration and with some feeling?
U duhovnom životu je svakako bolje da se usredsredi na manje broj krugova koji može odmantrati sa punom koncentracijom.
Now for someone who is a little bit more convinced in his spiritual life, it's absolutely essential to chant the rounds which he chants with full concentration.
Za onoga koji je potpuno ubijeđen u duhovni život s druge strane, za njega je neophodno da krugove, sve krugove koje mantra sa punom koncentracijom.
Yes, we shouldn't be a japa criminal.
Ne trebamo biti japa kriminal.
who chants his rounds in a very distracted way.
I koji mantraju svoje krugove na vrlo nepažljiv način.
The japa criminal is always arrested by the constables of frustration. Constable policemen.
Japa kriminalca uvijek uhiti policija frustracije.
Always, these police people are very very expert to find the japa criminal. So when you have given vows in your life, you should try to chant them as good as you can. I'm sometimes in the situation also where due to so much preaching engagements, I don't have very much, I'm really stressed for time.
Ja se to također ponekad nalazim u takvoj situaciji zbog prevelikog angažmana u propovjedaškom radu, ponekad osjećam taj pritisak nedostatka vremena.
But I have seen a very simple logic. I have to anyways take about 1.5 to 2 hours for my rounds, so I might as well do them concentrated.
Ali onda sam sledio jednostavnu logiku. I onako ću potrošiti sat i pol ili dva za mantranje krugova. Zašto onda to vrijeme ne bi proveo u velikoj koncentraciji?
I have to anyways have this time.
Svejedno ću to vrijeme potrošiti.
Unconcentrated or concentrated, I will chant 1.5 hours a day, to 2 hours.
Koncentrirano ili nekoncentrirano, mantra ću sat i pol ili dva sat na dan.
One little tip is you need to arrange your time properly.
Jedan mali savjet jeste da se morate pobrinuti da svoje vrijeme organizirate na pravilan način.
Yeah, that you do have a good time set aside.
Tako da imate
for chanting.
Dobro količinu vremena, tako da kažem, na po strani za mantra.
And morning time is best, really.
A naravno najbolje je ujutro.
Midday and evening time, there is already a little passion in the air, and it is difficult, it's more difficult to fix irate.
Podne i večer, već postoji određena količina strasti u atmosferi i teže je koncentrirati.
Bono. Yes, it's a very good question.
To je jako dobro pitanje.
It is possible.
Moguće je.
See, each person wants to be understood, really, in his life. When a devotee preaches to someone, not understanding the needs of this person, he could hurt him. So if you give spiritual knowledge to people, you must really make the endeavor to first understand them.
Ako želite ljudima dati duhovno znanje, prije svega se morate potruditi da ih razumijete.
Because even your best intentions can be misunderstood if you don't make this.
Jer čak i vaše najbolje namjere mogu biti krivo shvaćene.
I wish to give you a very heart-moving example of Tattvasandarbha's mother.
Želim vam dati jedan srcebarajući primjer majke od Tattvasandarbha.
This mother of a devotee was lying already in the hospital for a week or so in coma.
Majka tog bhakti je bila u bolnici već u vremenskom periodu od tjedan dana i bila je u komi.
She was getting ready to leave her body.
I spremala se za napuštenje tijela.
Then the son heard this and naturally hurried to the deathbed of his mother to help her in this most important part of her life. Intense part of her life. Yes. So he started to chant and to read from the Bhagavad Gita. Now somehow you could see that this helpless person, the mother, was hearing all this. And she did not like it. She was not very duhana. I do not know if you know, when a person dies and comes into coma, he can still hear everything. He can't see anything and maybe not feel, but he can hear everything.
Ne znam da li znate to da kada osoba dođe u stanje kome može još uvijek može čuti, međutim iako ne može vidjeti ili možda osjetiti.
It is a very difficult situation.
To je vrlo teška situacija.
You know, being there not able to move the tilotsky. Yes. So yes. But Tavasandara thought, this is the only chance for my mother. I must hurt her. The mother was like this. I couldn't say anything. Couldn't move. She was like this even before Tattvasandarbha came. For 2 weeks, I believe, she was lying in coma. So he thought, but I don't want to hurt my mother. What to do? Mislite. Then he had an idea. He sang a very soft bhajan. Shri Krishna, Govinda, Shri Krishna, Govinda, Gopalanandala. Krishna, Govinda, Govinda, Gopalanandala, Gopalanandala, Gopalanandala. He sang this bhajan, which is very sweet. Most probably we will sing this bhajan also in Sarajevo. Yes. And all of a sudden he saw how his mother, who was so much against everything Krishna conscious, was relaxed. And she smiled. And then she opened her eyes. Her eyes was one great Vala Puno, that you have done this for me. Yes, she lost her fear of death and then could go. At this moment, the wife of the Dragi, wife of our devotee, fell, bang, and hit her head in the ground. Yeah, women are sometimes a little sensitive. Yes. And because it was such a momentous, moving experience when this Maika left the body. She must have gone back to her, I do not know, to a very high spiritual destination. So the wife of Tattvasandarbha could feel that. And fainted, bang. Yeah. So sometimes we may hurt someone. We should try to preach in such a way that it is, you know, acceptable. We should find out the taste of that person to tailor our speech so that according to the taste. Without making compromises. Yes. Many times it's, you know, when we are with other people, it is not always important to tell them every little detail of the complicated rules and regulations of Krishna consciousness. Thank you. Yes.
I have one question related to when you talk about Ajahn Mila and his death. At the moment of the death, you also said in this example, in many books, in many religions, they're talking about tamas and about light. What can Vedas say? What is this light when the soul can see at the end of the tamas?
Mm-hmm.
Так, питание было напущение тела, не само primjeru koji smo mi čuli, nego u mnogim religijama se spominje također da u trenutku napuštanja tijela duša prolazi kroz tunel i vidi neko svjetlo. Kako se, dakle, to objašnjava ove sve
knjige? The tunnels are the 118 main nadis which all extend from the heart in a star formation.
Tunel, to je jedan od 118 glavnih nadija koji svi izviru iz srca u obliku zvijezde.
They are subtle energy channels.
To su subtilni energetski kanali.
So, according to the activities of a soul, if they were degraded or elevated or anything in between, the soul will leave through one of these 118
nadis.
Some say that there are 32,000 nadis also.
Neki kažu da postoje 32,000 nadija.
Whatever, this is 118 is a like main nadi. So they are guided at that time.
U to vrijeme ona je vođena
by the super soul. Now, according to the adhikar, or means spiritual qualification of someone, he will see the super soul in different ways.
I u skladu sa duhovnom kvalifikacijom koju određena osoba ima, ona će percipirati na duh na određeni način.
A good Buddhist will see Buddha, and a good Christian will see Jesus.
Dobar Buda će vidjeti Buda, kršćanin će vidjeti Isusa.
A devotee will see Lord Krishna.
Bhakta će vidjeti gospodina Krishna.
If he is if he is a real devotee.
Ako je pravi Buda.
Yes. He will be guided by his Lord of the heart out of the body.
I njega će njegov dakle gospodar srca voditi izvan tijela.
Now most people are not good devotees or good Christians or good Buddhists. They are mediocre.
Većina ljudi nisu dobri bhakti ili dobri kršćani ili budisti. To je negdje na srednjoj razini.
Most people always like the level of mediocrity in what they do.
Vole taj tu razinu mediokritetu.
It's very rare to find people who are intense whatever they do.
Jako rijetko naći ljude koji su intenzivni,
so they will see Lord the Lord as a light.
I oni će vidjeti gospodina da ga vidi na crnoj razini u obliku svjetla.
They will have so they will be guided by a light out of the
thing. I njih će svjetlo voditi izvan tijela.
Yes, I will repeat your question for the tape hearing posterity. The question is, when I wish to improve my chanting and boil down the milk, so to say, what would I have to think about and what would I have to improve? Where would I have to work?
Kada želim poboljšati svoje mantranje, što trebam zaista uraditi, gdje trebam napraviti napredak ili poboljšati?
The first thing is you would really make an effort that all the syllables of the holy name are there.
Prije svega trebamo se truditi da dok mantramo svi slogovi svetog imena budu na svom mjestu, da sve izgovaramo.
You would get the machine, you would fine tune the machine of your body.
Naštimat ćete mašinu svoga tijela, stroj svoga tijela.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. You would really do that, yes. Then the second thing is you would think of your mind. Think about the meaning of the holy name.
Druga stvar je da ćete razmišljati o značenju svetog imena.
The third stage is you would try to not speak so much glupost. You don't speak glupost. You would be very attentive that you do not talk in an offensive way or in a bad way.
Treća stvar je da se pobrinuti da ne govorite na uvredljiv ili nezgodan način.
The first thing is you would try to be very steady in your chanting.
Četvrta stvar je da ćete pokušati biti vrlo postojani pri svom mantru.
You would really chant with full, let me say, in a like a stream of river water.
Mantra ćete upravo kao da slijedite riječni tok.
at this stage you will find out that it's very important in your life to think a little bit about mental peace.
И у том ступне мантрања сватиће да је врло битно да у своме животу остварите одређени ментални мир.
Yes, most probably you will find out that when you are more peaceful, you can chant better.
И вероятно ћете схватити да што сте мирнији, то боље можете мантрати.
So you will try to live your life in such a way that there is a minimum factor of agitating things.
Pokušajte da živite na taj svoj život na taj način da se susrećete sa minimum uznemiravajućih faktora.
Yes. That's why we keep four rules and regulations.
Zbog toga se pridržavamo četiri regulativna principa.
Yeah, you know. Then you will find out that your chanting will become much, much more full of life if you know about Krishna.
Onda ćete shvatiti da će vaše mantranje biti puno života ukoliko znate više o Krishni.
So you will be very interested to find out more about Krishna.
I bit ćete jako zainteresirani da više saznate o njemu.
You will find out then you can chant better.
Jer shvatite da tada možete bolje mantrati.
I want to make a little reklama here. We have published a book called The Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name, and if you have not by now obtained a copy, you can borrow it in the Osijek Center.
Izdali smo jednu knjigu koja se zove Nektarska cena svetog imena i ukoliko još niste nabavili, možete je posuditi u Osječkom kraju.
And if you are rich, you can even buy it here.
A ako ste bogati, možete je kupiti.
The very first evil, from Lord Brahma.
Od Brahma, gospodina Brahma.
Brahma forgot Krishna in the process of creation.
Tokom stvaranja Brahma je zaboravio Krishna.
He became very attached to his, oh, I'm doing this fine creation.
And
it is described that immediately he got into difficulties. He was in the creative function. All of a sudden he created sons who wanted to homosexually enjoy with their father.
I dok je stvarao, dakle tokom tog procesa stvaranja, stvorio je sinove koji su želili imati homoseksualni odnos sa svojim ocem.
This is wild.
To je stvarno divlja
stvar. So it started, something started.
I tako je sve to počelo.
He was so ashamed. That he had created such a thing.
Da je stvorio tako nešto.
That he gave up he gave up his body. But see, he has a subtle body. He didn't die. He continued to live in a new body.
Yeah.
Now I do not want to. This is an sample which is there in the third canto of the Bhagavatam. I do not want to say that this is the original sin or something like this, but here in Brahma the creation of evil took place. Yes, I think we are now extremely interested in prasadam. It is a natural time. Let us see.